What's up, guys? Zach here with the Zach Shanky Podcast. Hope everyone's doing wonderfully, wonderfully well. Got some business insights for you today. So if you are at all interested in business, which you ought to be, talk about a wealth-producing vehicle. Business is a big one to make it in. I feel like business, in general, it's relatively simple to get to the six-figure mark. And I know that for some of you that are like struggling in business, that might be like something that you want to shoot me over, but don't shoot me. Just hear me out. Okay. There are some basic principles and concepts to understand in order to make that mark happen. Okay. And there's some basic principles and concepts in marketing and in sales and in fulfillment. Very basic stuff. That once you understand it, it makes the first six figures pretty, well, at least simple. It's very simple, okay? Maybe not, like, easy, especially if you've not done it before. But after you do it the first time, you're like, psh, it's really not a problem. Like, it's really, really, really simple. Okay. There's another concept out there when it comes to having a business idea. The timing of your idea is actually relatively impactful. There ought to be a gap in the market, something that you're fulfilling. You're creating your own unique situation. So you're not a competitor. You have to separate yourself from competitors and say you are different. You're not an improvement. You are different. Most of the time, that's how to really start strong. And there's a company that I'm going to talk about today that I think is a really great example, very well known in any kind of business, mostly in the marketing field, but even outside of marketing, they're pretty freaking well known because they're used so heavily. And what I'm talking about is ClickFunnels. So ClickFunnels was not the first funnel builder ever. They were the first funnel builder to simplify the user interface so that anyone could do it. Funnels were around way before ClickFunnels was a thing, but ClickFunnels made it very doable and attainable for pretty much any business owner ever. And the concept that I'm talking about with timing is if you can be first to market, like you are first of its kind, you typically have an enormous advantage. In fact, typically they have a particular category or a title that's known as the category king. So another example of this would be like McDonald's. McDonald's, fast food, convenient, cheap. They were the first of their kind. To this day, McDonald's is the category king of fast food. They make the most revenue out of all fast food franchises. McDonald's wins all the time, every time. Why? They were first to market. But that's not the only reason why. They also held true to their mission, which is convenience, speed, and cheap. And they have done that forever and will continue to do that. Do you know why? Because it works. And as long as they continue to be the fastest and the cheapest, and the most, what did I say? Fast, cheap, and convenient. Okay, as long as they continue those things, they will continue to do well. Are there fast food chains faster than McDonald's? Yes, I would say Chick-fil-A. Is Chick-fil-A's food more delicious than McDonald's? Yup. Are they cheaper? Nope. Right? But McDonald's has this little niche that they are just the only one of its kind. And of course, I'm not an advocate of McDonald's. This is from a business standpoint. It's a brilliant business to be first to market. Well, ClickFunnels was more or less first to market. And therefore, for many, 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 many years, they have been the category king. Ever since they became a thing, they've essentially been category king. Not only that, but they are marketing geniuses. They're who used to be their CEO, Russell Brunson, the founder, one of the co-founders, I should say, he's brilliant. He's a brilliant marketer, a fantastic copywriter, all things great, okay? Now, let's talk about competition. We live in a capitalist world. Is there a world where a competitor may come in and beat a category king? Does that happen? Yes. It is just rare. It does happen, though. And I want to talk about a situation where this is happening in real life, in real time. Okay? The only other place that I've seen this like this, this competitive, is with social media and Facebook. But if you know anything about like Facebook, and then Instagram was a thing, and Facebook tried to copy Instagram, failed. So then they tried to buy Instagram, success. WhatsApp, they were like, oh, we better copy this. They made Messenger, Facebook Messenger. That was their attempt of copying WhatsApp. When that failed and they weren't getting the same traction as WhatsApp, they just bought it. They just bought WhatsApp. Okay, Snapchat came out. And Facebook was like, reels and shorts and, you know, stories. Actually, stories was the thing to really compete against Snapchat. When that failed, they offered Snapchat like $2 billion. Snapchat turned them down. Okay, it all failed for Facebook on that side. But that's been their strategy, where sometimes a competitor comes in and is about to really take a lot of market share, to the point where potentially dethroning the category king. Okay? It does happen. It's just rare. So this is happening right now with ClickFunnels. And I want to talk about the competitor that's coming in, swooping in, seemingly out of nowhere. But not really. These guys, there's a lot to learn from both companies. ClickFunnels did things 100% correctly. Up until shortly before Russell Brunson stopped being the CEO. You know, he was running things pretty well. There's so much literature out there, you guys, that talks about how hard it is for entrepreneurs to transition to a corporate world. And see, the key, though, is that you should never fully transition to a corporate world. And this is where it gets tough from a business standpoint, and there is not a lot of literature on this. This is just my own experience in drawing from patterns and studying all these companies and what I'm seeing and what I'm planning with Prosperity Movement and what my business partners are aware of as well, and they would totally agree. Okay, so the company that's swooping in, their company name is High Level, okay? I'll tell you my history with High Level real quick. So when I ran my first marketing agency, I was using ClickFunnels exclusively. And we started running into a problem where we were getting clients and they didn't want to pay for something like ClickFunnels. And they wanted us to try to build stuff out in WordPress and other things, and it was dumb. So we ended up like, well, we'll just pay for their ClickFunnels account. You know, it costs us $100 a month, and we're gonna just pay for that as part of the package because it was easier, all things considered. Well, High Level came out. Now, the problem with doing that, by the way, is that technically that's actually against ClickFunnels' terms and conditions, but we didn't really have a choice. You know, it was either that or we'd have to learn WordPress and have slow stuff. We needed fast. We needed what ClickFunnels had to offer, but they weren't super marketing agency friendly. They were more or less per business, you have a ClickFunnels account, and then you'd have to have separate logins for each one, and it was kind of a pain in the butt. And this is back then. Now they do have a solution where an agency can get access to other people's accounts. And they log in once and they can see all their clients' accounts within that, you know, within there. So that right now, it is doable. But back then, this was not a thing. And it was a problem. Well, there was a company that said, hey, you know what? We've built software companies in the past. We have a team of developers. We have the best CEO ever. This guy knows what he's doing. We have talent. We have customer service. I bet you we could make basically a ClickFunnels, but specifically for marketing agencies, that'll make it a lot easier for them to do their job. That was High Level. High Level began. They started marketing to marketers, to agency owners. Well, one of those agency owners that they marketed to that kind of got attention from was this guy, me. And so, sorry guys, there's like a cop. I get so nervous. I have no reason to be. I just do. I just get that way. I'm just going to go in this slower lane and just stick with traffic and be happy. Anyway, so they caught my attention. I was like, hey, you know what? I have an agency, and yeah, I'm running into those problems with ClickFunnels. I'm going to give it a shot. And so I invested my own money. I didn't even pull it out of the company or anything like that. It was just my own money. I invested into the thing to test it out, and I had a lot of questions, a lot of them. So I started asking questions, and I started talking to their support team, and their support team noticed how many questions I had, and they're like, hey, would it be better if we did a phone call? And I said, yeah, you know what? That would be really helpful because I have so many questions, and I have like 30 clients that I want to pull over and run with you guys. I need these questions answered. They're like, great, we'll call you in 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, down. Well, 5 minutes later, I get a phone call and I answer it, and I'm expecting this, you know, tech support person to help me answer these questions. It was not a tech support person. It was the CEO. It was the CEO of High Level. His name is Sean Clark. Absolutely brilliant man. Love him to death. And so he called me to answer my questions. And I'm like, hey man, yeah, I've got these questions. And so I started talking to him, and we were chatting a bit, and really great guy, and we hit it off, and I signed up for an account, and I brought over one client only. This client was doing garage door repair services, of all things. And I'm like, okay, let me see if I can get this up and running and how quickly I can get it up and running and how useful this is. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I decided to do a full-on comparison because right around when High Level started becoming popular, there was another competitor called DropFunnels. Okay, I don't even know if DropFunnels is still in business. I think they are. But DropFunnels came out, and DropFunnels was saying they had like a lot of unique features, like things that you would normally need coding for, but they had it part of their software. So what I did is I signed up for DropFunnels too. This is how excited I was with High Level. I signed up for both. And then what I did is I built a funnel in each one and recorded it and timed it. And then what I did is I started making changes. And so at the end of the day, I decided, you know what? Which one wins? Which one's the best? And I considered price, and I considered speed of use, ease of use. I don't remember. I had like this chart, this little matrix chart set up of what to look at for each of the three companies. And between them, ClickFunnels was in second place, but barely. It was like kind of a tie between DropFunnels and ClickFunnels in terms of, I mean, crappiness compared to High Level. High Level, they blew me out of the water. I was way beyond expectations. I gotta see if I can find that video, because that video stirred up quite a problem out there, because I posted it and I made a funnel for it. I was an affiliate. I became an affiliate for High Level, so I used this as my affiliate funnel. I'm going off the deep end here on what I was trying to say in the first place, but this is kind of funny. And so I posted about it, and I made a link to the funnel and stuff like that. Well, on my ad, this one guy commented. His guy's name is Jordo, and Jordo was like, hey, I don't think your comparison is fair because you're less familiar with drop funnels between the three. So DropFunnels kind of got short end of the stick. And I'm like, well, maybe you didn't watch the whole video, because I did mention that, and I did consider that in part of my analysis, that perhaps, but at the same time, user friendliness, it did not take me that long to learn High Level in comparison. So I stand by my, you know, my little chart and my decisions with it. So I look this guy up. It's the founder of DropFunnels. And so he responds back telling me all the great things, you know, obviously the great things that DropFunnels does. And I was like, hey man, I seriously mean no disrespect at all. I think it's amazing. I think it has potential. look at this video that I made as a form of feedback to maybe make some improvements, you know? I hope you sell me on it one day, right? Like, anyway, it was so funny that so now I'm kind of friends with Jordo, because he and I talked a little bit even beyond that. Now he's on other projects and stuff, but anyway, it was just kind of funny. So ClickFunnels, high level, and drop funnels were like the big thing. Well, anyway, so that was my experience getting into high level. Since then, I have observed so many things about high level that ClickFunnels missed the boat on. And it's okay, because they were category king. However, when you start getting competitors that are legit competitors, you need to take that seriously. And you need to look at that as forms of feedback. Because do you know how a competitor is born? A competitor is born because they were part of your category and they saw a gap in the market. Okay? So when you see a competitor come up, you have to look at that seriously and say, oh my gosh, what are we missing? How can we fix it? How quickly can we fix it? If ClickFunnels had done that and came at it from that attitude instead of the whole, I am the category king, they would have had, they would have probably been able to blow high level out of the water, because they did have an advantage. They had significantly more money to spend on their own marketing efforts. To this day, they still have more. They're still the category king as of right now. Okay, but we're starting to see a shift there, and that's what I'm talking about here. So they could have taken that approach, but instead they're like, we're category king. The other two will burn out just like the others have in the past. No, that is not a great, effective way to actually take control of a situation like this. So high level, though, in the meantime, they were Sean Clark, the CEO and co-founder, he is still almost on the front lines, handling chats in their Facebook group and making sure support is on top of challenges that people are expressing and all sorts of things. But you know what else they did? They listened to their audience way more than ClickFunnels. Okay? Because here's what they did. They said, hey, look, we have a significantly better platform for agency owners. And then they were like, by the way, there's a smaller package if you're just a local business and you want to switch from ClickFunnels over here. By the way, you can import your funnels from ClickFunnels over here. That makes it easier. They're the only ones that do that. And then they were like, by the way, what else can we do to do better? And they have a whole ideas chart where, and this is a common thing now in software companies, but before high level, I had never seen this. I don't know if high level created it or if it was just not super well known in the entrepreneur space, but it was new to me. I was like, this is insane. If somebody has an idea for improvement, they can add it to this ideas board, and high level has somebody on their side that will go and make sure that there's no duplicates and stuff. And then everybody, all of their customers, can go in and vote on which ones they want the most. So then the ones with the most votes, that's what their developers work on. And so the developers then identify and they say, yep, we have this in the plans for Q1, this in the plans for Q2, etc. So that we're informed. So if I'm waiting for a feature, I can just literally go on the ideas board and I can be like, oh my gosh, look at that. This feature, it got voted so many times, it's going to happen this quarter. Or hey, look at that. Nobody's voting on this thing. I might as well find a new solution. How impactful is that? That has been so impactful. So high level, they also every single week come out with updates for their software. The CEO, Sean, he will make a video saying, hey guys, here are the updates for this week. Every single week, these guys move so fast. And today, the platform of High Level, more commonly known as Go High Level, the story behind that is highlevel.com was taken when they started up. And so they made a gohighlevel.com. So everyone just calls it GHL or Go High Level, but the actual company name is actually High Level. But everyone's just kind of embraced it, Go High Level, okay? Anyway, so GHL, nowadays, is the best business tools system known to man. They have everything. You can build funnels. You can do follow-up automations such as text messaging, emails, even like Messenger, Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp is in there. You can do social media planning for TikTok and Twitter and or X and Instagram and Facebook, you know, all the main ones, LinkedIn even. You can do obviously funnel building, website building, all sorts of automations in terms of giving people tags and sorting your audience. And calendars are in there, so you can book appointments, send out appointment reminders and all that. Like it's all, it is so wonderful. It even has a CRM, like a pipeline, so you can keep track of your clients and where they're at and where they're at in the sales process versus the fulfillment process. Guys, I'm telling you, it is a work of art, and it can get complex. Like I feel like my business partners always compliment me on how good I am at using that platform, but I still feel like such a small fry because I'm in their Facebook group and I see so many people doing insane amounts of things. They even have this conversation AI tool, which we have tested several times and only recently decided it was good enough to use. But they are very clear, like, hey, this is in beta. Test it first. Don't put it live yet. Here's how you test it. Anyway, it is amazing. I'm just very happy. So where is this coming from? How are they turning into potentially dethroning the category king? Well, it's actually kind of interesting. So ClickFunnels, now that High Level is so big and they have agency owners and then they white labeled their thing. So we pay for the white label license ourselves, which basically means we branded our software. So now we can sell the software ourselves as if it was ours. How brilliant is that? ClickFunnels didn't come up with that idea. High Level did, right? Not only that, so that is blowing them up. So now people are selling it as a software and having their own software companies, which is just a shell of High Level. And they don't have to do any of the development or anything like that. They just have to have their own support system for tech support. It's amazing. It's amazing. And so they've blown up so big that now ClickFunnels is kind of in trouble. They're actually losing market share to the point where ClickFunnels feels so threatened that they decided instead of improving their system and being faster with development, faster with bug fixes and features, they decided to sue High Level. There's a lawsuit out there right now for High Level and it's claiming that they copied their user interface. They did not. Okay. First off, the user interface that ClickFunnels uses, very, very normal. It's like the normal thing. WordPress had it before ClickFunnels had it. So pretty normal. There's like a section and there's a row and then there's an element. That has been normal forever. So what they're trying to do basically is they're flexing their money guns is what they're doing. And it looks so bad on them. And they were such a great company. And this is not a good look. And so what happens is they know they're not going to win the lawsuit. That's not the point. The point is now High Level is going to have to put up the funds to fight the lawsuit. And the lack of cash flow is the number one reason businesses go out of business. So this is a strategy that is done by a lot of category kings, and I call bullcrap. It's stupid. ClickFunnels should have done this the way of capitalism, which is, hey, look, the market is saying High Level is better than you. What are you going to do about it? That should be the question. That should be what they should think about, and they should fix it. They have more money. They have more developers. Fix the problems, right? But it's hard because now High Level has significantly more features. By the way, another thing a lot of people left ClickFunnels for is that ClickFunnels, they had so many challenges and bugs and lack of features that they decided to kind of start from scratch, and they made what they call ClickFunnels 2.0. Now, you would think that, oh, no problem. It's just a rebrand thing to launch. That's what I thought. No, it's a new payment plan, a new platform, and it costs more money. So, if you didn't want to pay the extra for 2.0, well, now you're on 1.0, and you're not even getting developer support at this point. So now you're stuck and you have all these funnels. You don't know where to go. Where are you going to go? High level, obviously. It's cheaper, it's better, and ClickFunnels did you wrong. Where, of course, you're going to go to their number one competitor, right? Oh, it's just from a business standpoint, I'm like, what are you doing, ClickFunnels? And I love the community of ClickFunnels. They call themselves Funnel Hackers. I think it's awesome. I love everything about it. They did everything right on the community side, but the fulfillment side, they went full corporate, which means everything was slow. Bug fixes were slow. Feature releases were slow. Everything was so slow because no one was driving the entrepreneurship part of business, which should never be fully lost. Yes, as a company gets bigger, yes, they will be slower. But you have to bear in mind that there's a limit to that. And you have to push for speed. Success loves speed. Doesn't matter how big you are. High Level has been able to release rapid pace, release new features, bug fixes, and everything. There are so few bugs in High Level in comparison to ClickFunnels and DropFunnels. It's insane. It is insane how few there are. And now, are they perfect? No. Their support, it's pretty subpar. Okay, to be honest with you. There have been times where our guy Donald, he's one of our one of the guys that works with us, helps us with tech stuff. He'll put in a tech support ticket, and their response will be, oh, well, you have to do this. And it's a really dumb answer. So then I have to, because it's like, doesn't make sense. They didn't understand the problem. So then I have to like, and then they'll be like, we're closing the ticket. And so then I have to make a Loom video saying, hey, look, this solution is not acceptable. So here's the problem again. Help us. And so, you know, I've had to be a little stern with them sometimes because I'm super familiar with tech support and how that works. And sometimes tech support agents can just be lazy, and instead of finding a proper solution, they just want to close the ticket so they can move on. So they're not perfect, okay? No company is, right? But in comparison to the other, like, in my opinion, High Level deserves to be the category king at this point. For sure. Hands down, they are the best. They're brilliant. They're not yet monetarily, okay? But they are starting to build quite the fan club, myself included. And so it's just exciting stuff, guys. Anyway, wow, I just blabbed for 27 minutes about this. But the lawsuit thing is a big topic online right now. And I was like, man, what a business learning opportunity here. Going from category king, paying attention to competitors or not, and what effect that can have. So anyway, guys, I love y'all. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.